supporters of Michael Brown sang, prayed, and planned under the direction of Pastor Clyde Ruffin and NAACP Missouri President Mary Ratliff. Ruffin said he could see the writing on the wall that this would be the outcome.
We anticipated that that would be the decision when they began to militarize the city of St. Louis. We all sensed that this was what was going to happen. And so you hope against hope. You know, we pray for justice, but we're always prepared for injustice.
After learning Wilson would not be indicted, the group then honored the request of Michael Brown's family with a 4.5-minute moment of silence. The family chose 4.5 minutes to recognize the 4.5 hours Michael Brown's body lied on the street after he was killed in August. Ratliff says Missouri needs to take another look at its laws to ensure this kind of tragedy doesn't happen again.
We're going to have to meet with the governor. We're going to have to meet with law enforcement officers. We're going to have to sit down at the table and meet, and they're going to have to hew out some new laws of engagement for police officers.
Ratliff says she will be with protesters at the Second Missionary Baptist Church Tuesday at 5 p.m., where they will make posters and march to the courthouse. Brady Finn, KBIA News.